Well, you can probably guess what that is. School children singing a Christmas carol. That's how we start off our final trip through the Pryor Center archives for 2020. Randy Dixon is with the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History, and he's with me on the phone. Randy, how are you?
Great. Happy holidays, Kyle.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays to you as well. I'm going to guess that was Channel 7 at a school performance that we just heard?
Yes, I remember as a child, you know, during the season, there was a constant flow of school buses out in front of the Capitol, and classes from all over the state would come, and it was like clockwork. Kelly Bryant, Secretary of State, used to have them routed through, and there was constant singing by elementary and junior high school kids in the rotunda of the state capitol around the big Christmas tree.
Well, perfect for this.
Quite a memory.
Yeah, perfect for this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've set the table. What else are we going to hear about this time of season out of the archives?
Well, I just wanted to dig in and find a few things that were Christmas or holiday related, and the first thing I came across was from 1972, and Little Rock used to have a downtown parade every year that was a big undertaking. It was carried live by KATV, multiple cameras. It was like a mini version of the Macy's Day Parade. I remember one year the Jackson 5 was actually in the parade. They happened to be in town for a concert, and they got on a double-decker bus and went through downtown Little Rock.
Whoa!
And that was kind of a neat thing as a kid. But a local businessman, Bernard Mann, used to kind of coordinate these things. And in 1972, he was making the announcement of the new one, and even mentions the fact that there's going to be a Macy's parade balloon included in that year's parade.
The parade lasts an hour and a half, and there's plenty to see during that time. Last year, we estimated approximately 75,000 people saw the parade in person. An even larger crowd is expected this year. The parade route is 10 blocks long. It starts at Markham, starts at 10th and goes down to Markham on Main Street. So there's plenty of good places to view it from. And of course, the parade is for children, but we believe that all of the adults who saw it last year will enjoy it as much as the kids. We have spent almost a year preparing the parade, and many of the mistakes that we made last year, our first year, have been ironed out, so we expect an absolutely exciting parade this year.
All right, two things I want to bring up here. One, if I want to have someone announcing what's going to be in a Christmas parade, I want it to be that man, Bernard Mann. That is the perfect 1972 Christmas parade voice for me. I don't know why, but I just love the way
he really was. Wasn't
yes.
It was quite nostalgic.
Yes, I love the way he spoke. Secondly, what were the mistakes in the first year parade that he said have been ironed out, I wonder?
You know, I'm not really sure. I need to go back and look into that. But something obviously happened.
Yes.
Or multiple things happened.
Okay, next cut. Now, you've talked about M.M. Cohn before. I think people in Central Arkansas are probably familiar with it. I did not grow up in Central Arkansas. We had Ben Franklin and Stirlings. Tell me about M.M. Cohn.
Well, M.M. Cohn was more like a Dillard's.
Ah.
They were, you know, the rivalry you've always heard about between Macy's and Gimbel's. It was Dillard's and M.M. Cohn.
Hmm.
And they were both department stores that, you know, I guess were considered higher end. And so we would always go to one of those vendors or businesses to talk about, you know, an outlook on holiday sales. And Dan Phillips, who was the executive for M.M. Cohn at the time, well, he was talking up that 71 would be a really good year.
The rate of buying is excellent. I think that there'll be no one in town who won't have the biggest Christmas season that they've ever had by far. I think Little Rock's business has been excellent, and right up to the minute, every indication is that we're having somewhere between an excellent and a boom month this December.
Boy, now that is some optimism. I mean, he's ready. Yeah. He's ready for the cash registers to ring. Oh.
Cha-ching. Yeah.
Now, we're about to hear something else that we first heard several months ago when we were going just kind of over a month, but it was so good, and it fits so well with this time of year, we're going to hear it again.
Yes. Yeah, this is a little classic from a reporter named Pam Martin, and it's, as you can tell, it was a bit dated because this was recorded in 1975, but she talks about the prices of toys that Christmas season.
Still sell the same toys, they just cost a little more. This pea shooter, every little boy's best friend, is still a nickel, but the peas that go with it have gone up. They're 10 cents or 15 cents depending on where you buy it. Marbles used to sell for 10 or 15 cents. They're now 30. And these little toy cars are 30 cents too. They used to sell for a nickel or a dime. Paddle balls, the source of many hours of entertainment on long summer afternoons, that's if you could do it, they're now 30 cents. And yo-yos cost 25 cents. I can remember when they were a nickel. It just costs a little more to have fun these days. This is Pam Martin, reporting for News Scene 7.
I mentioned this when we played this first in the summer. I'm going to mention again. You tell me that's from 1975. It sounds much more like 1955 to me when you're talking about the toys.
It does. The pea shooters,
yes.
The yo-yos. Yeah, it seems a lot older than that, but I guess, you know, that's still what kids were playing with. We kids, I suppose.
Well, yeah, good point.
I was a kid then.
So was I. I did not have a pea shooter, though.
No, I didn't either. Put your eye out.
Exactly. And that Pam Martin report sounds like it should be of that era, you know, of the Christmas Story era. It really does. Okay, a bit earlier we heard Dan Phillips from M.M. Cohn, and he had this one take on Christmas, 1971. Here's Governor Dale Bumpers with, also from 1971, with a different take. What do we hear the governor saying?
Well, this is an address to the state, which I could not find any other governors in the archive that did this. But for some reason, he chose to give an address, and I think it was only on KATV, to the people of the state that KATV aired on Christmas Day. And you can tell it really reflects the kind of tough times of 1971.
On this Christmas Day, there's still much fighting and killing in other sections of the world. And on this Christmas Day in our own country, we can reflect and realize that we have become increasingly tolerant of hate and violence. And we've come to accept that as natural, and tranquility as unnatural. On this Christmas Day, I hope you will stop and reflect on how pleasant peace and tranquility can be, how happy it is to be with your loved ones and be together. And then I hope you will take a vow that in the coming year you'll be less tolerant of hate, less tolerant of prejudice, more concerned for the public welfare and for your neighbor. I want to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and a happy, peaceful new year. Thank you.
Governor Dale Bumpers addressing the state in 1971 on Christmas Day. We're going to end with something that I believe was never on television. Is this kind of
this is a
bonus cut
thing that's very near and dear to my heart. Back when I was at KATV for about 10 or 12 years, rather than sending out Christmas cards, I would make Christmas CDs, and it would have, you know, of course, Christmas music. And then I sort of got bored with it and decided to add other elements, oddities and audio things. Maybe next year I can do a best of that has some, you know, Beatles wishing Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Their old fan albums and things like that. But I have quite a personal archive of Christmas music and oddities and things like that. But this is from one of the years, I believe it was 2003. I talked to the late, great voice of the Razorbacks, Paul Eales, into going into the audio booth with me and record the night before Christmas. And we went into the booth, and of course he did it in one take.
Of course.
As only Paul could do. And then I put a little music to it and closed out the CD that year. And I think it's very appropriate to maybe end the show with Paul and the night before Christmas.
And so this is, I guess, then the broadcast premiere of this performance?
Yes, it would be.
All right. Well, we'll let Paul end it. I will tell you before we do that, it has been a great pleasure having you on the show in 2020. We started it earlier this year. We're going to keep doing this in 2021, Randy.
I'd love to. It's been a blast.
Well, happy holidays. Thank you so much. And I do know that we're going to be talking about food when we return on Monday, January 4th.
Certainly, why not?
All right, happy holidays, Randy. Let's let Paul Eales take us out.
The house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of a new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a minute it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and you guessed it, St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, oh, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all of the stockings. Then he turned with a jerk and laying a finger aside his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."